Father, Mother, God, we are so grateful to be gathered together as people of faith, joy, and positive expectation to assist our planet as it goes through a powerful transformation, to assist humanity as humanity goes through a powerful transformation. Joined with our prayers and our faith in a positive outcome, our planet and each one of us who live here on Earth are moving through an amazing universal as well as private healing journey. What signposts do you notice along the way on your journey? I have seen three that really stand out, and I'd like to share them with you as a prayer today. The first signpost is perspective. Metaphorically, perspective reveals which window we are looking out of. The window that views hopelessness, fear, death, food shortages? Or are you looking out the window that reveals an amazing shift on planet Earth and offers a new hope to all humanity? As opportunities become available through the transformation created by this crisis, these opportunities that were not even feasible or visible before, we are becoming residents of a whole new world of amazing possibilities and discoveries. So I'd like you to take a moment and close your eyes, if they aren't already, and see your two windows. See your two windows and choose one, and choose it wholeheartedly. Because wholeheartedly means you don't ever go back to the one you negate. Close the blinds on the window of the one you are discarding. And say ho when that's complete.
Ho.
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 As you do that, it absolutely disappears. It no longer exists. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see another signpost, and it's called faith. Does your faith in the divine light that fills our amazing universe allow you to relax and find peace and healthy reflection during this transformational time? Do you have faith in a new world that's being created by compassion and justice by so many on our planet that actually overcomes control and manipulation? The signpost of faith does not allow fear. So as you close your eyes, or if they're already closed, go within, deep within yourself, and connect with your soul. Feel what's happening in your soul and what it's expressing now. There is absolutely no fear at the soul level. There is only love and faith in our future. And just a couple of you, say a word that you feel from the soul. What do you feel? What's one word that expresses?
Peace.
Compassion.
Comfort.
Pure. Purity.
Possibility.
Amen. Faith. Now our third signpost on our journey is expectation. What is your expectation for yourself and our planet. Wherever you are putting your focus, that is what you're creating. Wherever we put our focus, that is what we are creating. Let us stay focused on opportunities for a courageous humanity to rise up out of the ashes of this transformation and accomplish what has never been fathomed before, to find ways to love, to assist, to be of service, to expand our world into one of freedom and justice for everyone. These three signposts move us out of dark and challenging places. They move us into the space of co-creation in the power of the unknown. Our healing journey moves us toward an experience of the amazing power of the unknown, and what an adventure that is. I know, as many of you do on this call, about this exciting dimension of the unknown, of the uncertainty and the potential that it contains. The unknown is massively full of possibilities, and we can now navigate through it as co-creators when we have no resistance what if. And we can manifest an incredibly positive experience in this unknown, this place of mystery and promise, this place of adventure and sparkle. As most of you know, my journey from California to Arizona was inspired by losing everything I owned, including my health, to black mold, another invisible enemy that soon became an ally. It made me very sick and physically debilitated for years. When I left with none of my belongings, I leased a new car, and I crossed the Mojave Desert into a completely unknown place. I landed in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I did not know a soul. I was so excited about all the unknown possibilities. I didn't have time to resist what had happened. As I stepped blindfolded into that unknown, I met a wonderful man, the one at the other end of the house. We bought a house together in Sedona. My business doubled, and I got my health back. The power of not resisting this amazing, fertile, unknown time is immeasurable. Seeing the unknown as an ally and not an enemy. That is where we are today. As individuals, as countries, as a planet, and we are all in it together. And isn't that amazing? It is our healing journey. And peace and love to all of you, and blessings to everyone on our planet, to Mother Earth, Father Sky. Let it be so. And let's just take a moment. I have a couple things to just remind you of, but I'd like to just take a moment and let's be with what we experienced and what we felt. And if anyone would like to say a word of how you feel at this moment.
feel free.
Excited for the unlimited potential that's out there.
And so
joy.
It is. And so it is.
I'm buzzing with possibility.
Absolutely, and so it is. And we send all of that out into our beautiful world. Each heart in humanity. And so just to mention, we seem to run about 10 minutes. It was a 5-minute prayer, but it ends up to be 10. Are the texting reminders working for you?
Yes.
No, it's not.
That was wonderful. Yes.
Oh, good. You can always
thank
put it off if it doesn't. But you're welcome. Jim does all that stuff. Isn't he great?
Thank you, Jim.
Yes. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
I am glowing.
And all these women thanking him.
There we go.
So if you, the text reminders are at the top of my homepage on the my website, which is alexissummerfield.com. If anybody you know wants to join us, they can just go there and get the text reminders. Feel free to chat together after we get off the call. It's still available. Some of you haven't talked to each other in quite a long time, and I know there's a few of you that know each other. I mean, Charmin George is on here. I knew Charmin 20 years ago back in Pleasant Hill at the wasn't it the reunion center? Oh, God, it was all.
That sounds about right.
Long time ago. And Sharon McMahon is in real estate in Los Gatos.
Yes.
Wonderful to have you with us, Sharon. I haven't seen you in a long time. All of you I've known for, except for Joan, and all everybody else I think I've known for close to 20 years. But it's such a pleasure.
Oh, Alexa, you and I go back to the late 80s or early 90s.
Who is it?
Alexa, Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cindy and I went to JFK together. God.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just amazing to have all these beautiful people. And I'm so grateful that we can say this prayer together.
Well, thank you for doing it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Alexa.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Shelley. It's my pleasure and joy. And we will say our prayer, even on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Alexis.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Love you. Take good care.
Love you all.
Love you.
Thank you. Blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye.